Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94 WIP on a wonderful Saturday morning. Yesterday, and it went by without notice, Friday the 13th. I don't know how many people actually think about Friday the 13th and worry about something unlucky happening, but didn't for me, and I didn't think about it until today that I remember, yeah, yesterday was Friday the 13th. But on the 13th of January, on that nice run, which was the 2017 season, 2018, there was a play that people should, well, will remember because it was part of the Super Bowl run against the Atlanta Falcons. And here it is, the last offensive play for the Atlanta Falcons.
The game plugged wide on this. The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Lone receiver to the left. Ryan. With Coleman to his left. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones. Incomplete! And the Eagles take over on downs with 58 seconds left.
Yep, that was a win in that game. Moved on and moved on and moved on. Super Bowl. And there was some contact in the end zone. Incidental contact between the defender. Was that
Jalen Mills.
Yeah, Jalen Mills. He had a lot of moments. He had a moment in the Super Bowl, too, Jalen Mills. Still playing. I think he's with New England. Still in football. Turned out to be a nice guy. And a better than average player. But that was a big play. Went on to a Super Bowl, which is still fresh in our memories. All right, let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP. Charlie! Snooze, you lose. Okay. Let's go to Arthur at Mount Laurel.
Howard, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a question. Watching the baseball playoffs, it just becomes excruciating when a player steps out and, you know, he has to adjust.
Yeah, well, it's not just playoff baseball. It's all of baseball. And there's going to be a 20-second pitch clock. And if the pitcher's ready and the batter's not in the batter's box, unless there's a foul ball in the previous pitch, throw the pitch and it's a strike. You know, it's that simple.
Okay. Well, they're going to implement that this coming season?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. That's good to know.
That's a good rule. The rest of the rules are a joke.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I have a possible winner to the question, the trivia.
Go ahead.
1975, Carlton Fisk against Cincinnati.
I know, waving the ball fair.
I mean, that is a stunning.
Yeah, but the moment was his his reaction and his, I don't know if I would consider that a moment, because there's been a lot of big home runs. I mean, didn't Aaron Boone have a home run to win a playoff game? He did. Wave it in, yeah. So he never won a championship.
No.
He wants to win one as a manager. But I'll put you in the mix. I'll put you in the mix. I don't know that he'll win, but I'll put you in the mix. All right, here is there are different portions of this program that include dopes, idiots, morons, nitwits, and this is the all-time jack of all trades in that area. And that would be Captain Cowboy. How'd you like your Cowboys last week there, nitwit?
King of the buffoons and idiots. First, as I've been saying for over 20 years, is the caller earlier, and everybody knows it. At least he mentioned it, but I have been promoting it for about since the Andy Reid era.
Okay.
You work for the Eagles. You're part-time.
I do not. Well, but that's not even an issue.
You're the minister. Hold on.
That's not the issue. I asked
it's
you,
issue,
how did you
wondered.
Like what the Cowboys did last week?
I didn't like it. It didn't matter because the game didn't matter.
It could have mattered if the Eagles had lost the game.
What did you say earlier about, we didn't show anything to the guys. Cause you had everything on the line. You had everything on the line.
And they won the game.
We didn't show anything.
The Cowboys could have won the division.
Yeah, okay.
You are such an excuse monger.
They saw you were winning 19 to nothing.
You're an excuse monger. And you are, you have zoomed past all the other things. You are a dope.
Feminine hygiene product for the Eagles.
Yeah,
they
okay.
unwrap you, they place you in their panties, and then they let whatever runs out of them run into you. That's what you are. That's what you are, okay?
Who do you think goes further this year?
You're going to play the Seahawks, and I'm going to tell you why. And you're a gambling man, and I'm not. The Seahawks are playing the 49ers for the third time, okay, which is a bad omen. And the 49ers have won 10 straight games. The odds are about to catch up to them.
No, the odds don't work like that when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, yo, okay, a team that – how many teams have won 10
You are clearly an idiot.
The 49ers are going to lose tomorrow or today. And you'll play the Seahawks.
You know, I would bet you, but I'd never see a penny.
We'll get to you later. We'll get to you later.
So, in other words, what are the Cowboys going to do?
The Cowboys are going to send Tom Brady on his merry way.
Okay, and then what are they going to do? And then what are they going to do the next week?
We'll be playing the Vikings, and if you remember the last time we played the Vikings, well, that'll answer itself.
I don't think they'll play the Vikings.
And that's another thing. Now you this big Giants. The Giants stink.
And I agree.
All the Eagle fans want to play the Giants because they're smarter than you. You tell them, I want the Cowboys. You don't want the Cowboys. You better play the Giants. Okay, that's your best bet, the Giants. Okay, we beat the Giants twice by over 10 points. So the Giants stink. So all this thumping in your chest about, the Cowboys. Nah, your best hope.
Okay, so how did your boy Dak Prescott do last week?
He didn't play good at all.
He sucks.
Fact, you know
he sucks.
He reminded me of Jalen Hurts in the Chicago game.
Okay. Jalen Hurts didn't throw a pick six. Did Jalen Hurts throw a pick six?
No,
he's thrown pick sixes in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
That's my response? Mm-hmm.
First of all, it wasn't in the last two games. It was the Jacksonville game, and one of them wasn't his fault. The wide receiver.
Well, what did he do in the Eagles?
Right,
what did he do in the Eagles game?
He does what he usually does.
Well, he threw a pick six. Did he not throw a pick six in the Eagles game?
Yes, he did. And what transpired after that?
Dak is
what he usually does. He won the game. He beat the Eagles.
Okay.
He does that all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
In his
career. The Eagles turned the ball over four times.
That's you. Get ready for the Seahawks.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Get ready for the Seahawks. I'm telling you.
That ain't happening.
I'm telling you.
And by the way, if San Francisco wins, that means, and the Cowboys and the Giants win, and the Cowboys win, which I don't think is going to happen.
We'll be headed to the bank. But that's not what matters.
Then you'll play San Francisco, right?
I just said we'll be headed to the Bay. Isn't that the Bay, San Francisco?
Oh, I thought you said the bank. I thought you said the bank. And the stadium in Minnesota's got a bank name. That's what I was talking. No, you're an idiot anyway. What's the difference?
You're an idiot, and you're a propaganda minister of the Eagles.
Hey, I'll leave you with this. The Cowboys suck.
And I'll leave you with this. You're not going to the Super Bowl, buddy. How about that?
And the you know what? I think the Eagles have a better chance than the Cowboys.
They have the equal amount of chance.
No, they don't. The Cowboys are on the road.
Okay. All right.
You've proved me right again. You're a dope. Beat it.
Get your damn act together.
I'm not jacking with you today.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
It's your owner. Your owner, your idol, your friend. Oh, boy. Cowboys fans are, without question, the biggest losers. I'll just say America, but it probably expands beyond that. The biggest losers in America are Cowboys fans. They are, without question, the absolute worst human beings on the face of the earth, but the worst people in the United States of America. Absolute 100% losers. Losers. Ignorant morons, dopes, and nitwits. Losers. Put an L on your head and leave it there forever. Happy. By the way, Russell Wilson can't play anymore. He stinks. I know, but that's the jersey you're wearing. Seahawks aren't going to win, baby. See one of the people at work here. It must be Jersey Day because a lot of the people are wearing jerseys. She's wearing a Russell Wilson Seahawks jersey. At one time, he was good. Not great, but he was good. Very good. At one time. That was a while ago. All right. We'll get to Mark Lawrence. Get his thoughts on this weekend. And actually, some thoughts. The teams that win this weekend don't usually fare well the next weekend if they're on the road and if they're their underdog. But we'll ask Mark about that coming up. 215. And then we'll get back to your calls. 215-592-9494. The time now here at the Borgata, the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Oh, and I'll just give you, and we'll qualify more people to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where you can get a lot of good eats for your game day parties. A lot of good stuff. DeBruno.com. Check it all out. But here's the question to win that $100 gift certificate. The best moments in playoff games in history. I don't want to go back 50 years. Franco was a good one, but I don't know that I want to go back that far. But whatever. We'll come up with some more. The time now is 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.